I felt deeply in Galilee, nowhere more than in Capernaum, on the Sea of Galilee's northern shore. Having been rejected by his own village community, Jesus moved 30 kilometers from his home in Nazareth to live here with Peter and his family when he was 30 years of age. Time stood still for me in Capernaum, with its ancient olive presses and its synagogues, each version built on the one before. Here, Jesus recruited 5 of his apostles, Peter, Andrew, Matthew, James, and John, and worked many miracles, from the recovery of Peter's mother-in-law in her sickbed to the bringing back to life of the daughter of the ruler of the town synagogue. Peter's house is also the location for one of Jesus' best-known miracles, the healing of the paralyzed man who was lowered through the roof. The descent of the invalid from the stripped roof is, on reflection, not really strange at all. The one-story rooms in Capernaum were covered by a roof of light material, which you reached through a flight of steps from the courtyard outside. But I couldn't decide whether the roof was of baked mud, as Mark describes it, or the altogether posher roof tiles described by Luke. Relations between the residents of Capernaum and the Romans were surprisingly cordial. It was, in fact, a Roman centurion who built the synagogue for the Jewish community, while the village elders repaid the kindness by successfully pleading with Jesus to heal the centurion's servant. Right on the lake, near Capernaum, is the spot where Jesus appeared to Peter, James, and John after the resurrection. I could only imagine the look of astonishment on the disciples' faces as Jesus appeared on the lake shore and laid out a breakfast of bread and fish for them.